Nolte, Disney's stock drops on day two of groomer enabler Bob Iger's return. By John Nolte on November 23, 2022. The Disney board booted the pro-groomer CEO Bob Chapek and replaced him with the pro-groomer CEO Bob Iger. By the next day, much of the bloom was already off the stock price. Disney stock faded more than 1% on the second day of Bob Iger's return engagement as CEO, reports the far-left Deadline, reflecting investors' divergent outlooks on the media giant's prospects. More. Shares in the Dow component finished at $96.21, down 1.4% on more than twice the normal trading volume. The downbeat session made Disney one of the few laggards in the media sector during an overall up day for the broader market. Iger's stunning return to the company he led as CEO from 2005 and 2020, replacing Bob Chapek after an up and down 2.5 years, has heartened many employees at the company as well as investors. The stock jumped 6% on Monday, though it gave back some of its gains over the course of the trading day. Let's get real, y'all. Before Disney outed itself as a company no decent parent would leave their child alone with, as recently as February, the stock was worth nearly $156 per share. Now, even with the magic return of the mighty Bob Iger, it's still down almost 40% from its annual, pre-programmer high. Without question, Iger is a much more polished CEO than the hapless Chapek, who always gave off the sense he was catching up on something. But Disney's institutional cancer was the fault of Iger. It was Iger who greenlit sneaking adult sexuality into children's entertainment. It was Iger who attacked Chapek for not opposing a Florida bill that protects grade school students from predatory teachers who want to sexualize them. It was Iger who started Disney down the demonic path of adding homosexuality to children's movies and TV shows. It was Iger who said Disney should preach the trans propaganda that encourages perfectly healthy kids to mutilate their bodies forever. Disney doesn't have a management problem. Disney has a brand problem. A company that for nearly a century epitomized protecting the innocence of children and teaching them universal values has turned demonic. Disney is now openly and proudly grooming children into sexual playthings for predators. Disney is now openly and proudly seeking to shatter the innocence of children. Worst of all, Disney is telling children that they should mutilate themselves and switch their gender if they feel uncomfortable in their bodies, which is something every child feels while growing up. Bob Iger bastardized Disney into an entertainment outlet that uses entertainment to lure kids into the van instead of candy. Bob Iger made all the decisions that destroyed the Muppets, Star Wars, and Pirates of the Caribbean as film franchises. Bob Iger launched the woke terror that will probably be the end of Indiana Jones and has already taken all the fun out of the faltering Marvel franchise. The smart money knows Iger is not the cure, he's the disease. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.